CripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. An ongoing theme at this weekend's Munich Security Conference, how to stop Russia from expanding its reach in Ukraine and beyond. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Vladimir Putin, through his leadership of Russia, has shown himself to be fundamentally hostile to democratic principles, not to mention what we learned about in the last 24 hours in terms of the killing of Navalny.
Russian prison officials announced dissident Alexei Navalny's death yesterday, and today his mother says she doesn't know where his remains are. Israel's President Isaac Herzog is also at that conference, where he says Qatar's prime minister tells him talks about a Gaza ceasefire and Hamas hostage releases have, quote, not progressed as expected.
The world must keep on leaving this issue as a top priority in its agenda.
Weather radar shows more rain for much of California. CBS Los Angeles reporter Elise Martinez is in Rancho Palos Verdes, where a water main break has complicated things even more.
A resident that we spoke to said being without water is an inconvenience, but she's still not too worried about the next storm.
We do all the intelligent things. You know, we make sure that our roof is, you know, secure.
Forecasters say Northern California could get 5 to 8 inches in the next several days. Flood watches are up in the south. A San Francisco Bay library is closing up shop because of increasing criminal activity. KCBS's Mike DeWald.
The crimes aren't what you might typically associate with a public library. Theft, vandalism, things being set on fire, even a potential hate crime directed towards staff.
Drug use in the library and on library property. Sexual intercourse inside and outside the library in full view of patrons and staff. Bullet casings being found on the library property.
That's Brooke Converse, public information officer with the Contra Costa County Library. The facility will add an extra security guard and install a new modern camera system.
In Waycross, Georgia, it's a hometown salute to Sergeant Kennedy Sanders, one of three soldiers killed in a drone attack last month in Jordan. Waycross High School basketball coach Mandy Lingenfelter.
From this day forward, we will carry you with us in our hearts forever. In fact, your Lady Gators just won the region championship for you last night.
The University of Maryland has honored Hall of Fame college basketball coach Lefty Driesell with a moment of silence just a little while ago before this evening's game against Illinois. He died this morning. Driesell was the first coach to win 100 games with four different teams, coaching Maryland, Davidson, James Madison, and Georgia State for 786 career wins. He was 92. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin all the way until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. Oh, we got a show for you tonight that's kicking off with some great new music from The Flavor That Kills. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Sync on Civic Media, that's The Flavor That Kills. Brand new music from them. A Book of Secrets is the name of the album. It's just dropped in a matter of days. I think it dropped on Valentine's Day, actually. It's available right now on Bandcamp. And I tell you what, it's music to my ears. The Flavor That Kills. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison, across the Civic Media Radio Network to the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay, Rocker, and Terry Barr here.
Hello.
What's happening, Woo-hoo! Everybody?
How are you guys feeling today?
Oh, feeling good, feeling
fine. Oh, wow. You know, it's the middle now of just a huge music weekend.
Yes. I think we have questions for Rocker about his show last night in Waukesha.
How was the show with Bony Fingers, right?
Bony Fingers and Iron Plow at Maddie's Music Bar and Lounge. And what a great place. Now, I hadn't been there since it was the Mad Scientist. So they've remodeled. The whole stage is, you know, the PA system is new. The stage is redone. They had a great sound man there, Tony. He was really awesome.
And it was packed, wasn't it?
It was packed.
Yeah, I saw some photos.
By 7 o'clock, right? Woo-hoo! You know, and the band guys, they were like, I don't know, you know, should we push it to 7:30? I mean, I don't know if I want to start till seven, you know? Isn't that early? All of a sudden, the place was just jammed.
That's awesome.
And good time. Yeah. Jim Santel showed up for a little bit.
Oh,
and
good.
Anya Esther came down and introduced Bony Fingers. And I'll tell you, you know, she doesn't even get out of bed unless there's some energy there.
So. Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. She was just hot.
She's
man.
So and, good, yeah.
Oh, that was really
all
good.
All your Civic Media friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and Susie Austin, one of the salespeople from down WUK and the Shaw.
She's very into music.
Yeah, yes she is. Yeah, she does a lot of booking, too, I found out. I found out a little bit about her. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of fun. Great bar, great crowd.
That's awesome. We have another show we'll tell you about later on. That's tomorrow for the matinee show. So before the show, I did my ceremonial have a cocktail at Paul's Club.
I need to join you for one of these.
You got to show up a little earlier.
I guess.
Yep. I got down there and there was as soon as I walked in, there was a bunch of people dressed in disco wear.
I love it.
Big, colorful shows.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like VO5s in the neighborhood.
That's right.
They're actually playing a show at the concourse tonight for
That's
a benefit
right.
show.
Tellarian.
Benefit for Tellarian.
It's Tellarian, right? And they'll have VO5. It's a big disco thing happening over there. And lots of fun. And they really help out with homeless people, with alcohol and drugs.
Absolutely.
And Tellarian's a big thing here. It's an annual event.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Great organization here in Madison. I do want to give a shout out to the bar staff down at Paul's Club. They were busy.
There was only two
of them behind the bar. Both ladies were working their tails off.
Serving all the disco whites.
Yeah, there's no parking spots around here.
No.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. We've got a big parking spot for you tonight on the radio because we have a huge show for you tonight. A lot of talented, a lot of awesome guest rocker. Who's coming in?
Wow, Jimmy. Here we go. Bubba Hawbaker, he's a photojournalist at Madison's Channel 3 News, and he's a producer of Morning Notes. It's a music show on Channel 3, and he'll be in talking all about that. Madtown Paranormal Expo. Allie Kay is going to be telling us everything about Paranormal 101 dousing rods to, let's see. Alex White and friends is going to be in here. Alex White was from the Pine Travelers, and he's got a new band and some new music, so we'll hear all about that. And then 9 p.m. live in the lair, we have Secret Menu. They set up their whole, they brought in a boatload equipment. And you know what?
The news,
and we're going to hear all about this, but the news, NBC 15, did a big story on them because they went out and... And took all the same gear out into
crazy
the middle of the lake
brave.
On the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll haul this gear anywhere. Your kitchen.
Well, okay. Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't know if you noticed or not, but I got the pool filling up in the lobby right now. And we're going to freeze that before 9 o'clock. And Secret Menu is going to play on the pool of ice in the Civic Media lobby.
Oh my goodness.
If you believe that. Oh. Well, we're on good terms.
Okay, there you go.
And, it's great because Evan, he was driving around one night. He was telling me this story, and he was changing the radio, came on, and all of a sudden he's like, heard this like metal. And it was on AM radio because it just had gone.
Awesome.
He's like, why am I hearing metal on AM radio? And then he's like, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
I know this band. I've run sound for this band before. And then Jimmy K came on, and he was like, yeah, you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. And that is a great story.
Oh, that is a great story.
Listening to AM 540 WAUK out in Waukesha.
Yeah. Yep. That was probably it.
Hilarious.
I love when you get those folks that are kind of tuning in and go, what is happening? And then, now we got you, though.
We got you. We brought you in on the AM and FM dial.
Yeah.
We're also on the Civic Media app. You could also call us 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let's do some brand new music. These guys were in for an interview not too long ago. The podcast is up available at maxincradio.com. It's Automatic Lover and Helena. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tu sonrisa, qué mujer. Wednesday.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People get up, stand up, and let your voices be heard. Before the lines between you and man, they become too blurred. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will get the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that the Lord. But to keep moving up, we've got to raise our mental elevation. So there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
On Civic Media, we are local music. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Let us know what's going on.
Like Alice walking around in a twisted wonderland.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
We got more to give than we got life to live.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the cancellations. Happy endings aren't for us. Of course, they're from Nashville with some Madison ties. 7,000 apart before that with White Noise. And we heard Electric Spanking in there as well with Good People. Always loved the Electric Spanking. Right? Is that good stuff? Yeah. Hey, don't forget, go to MaxIncRadio.com, get all the podcasts. The interviews are broken out for you, the 6 to 9, the Max Inc. Heavy, Live in the Layers, all waiting for you. Just head over to MaxIncRadio.com, and while you're there, grab the Civic Media app. Hey, Terry, Joey's song was earlier this year.
It was.
They had a fantastic show. In fact, it was so awesome. They had to make a press release to tell us how successful it was.
Isn't this incredible? Okay, so between all of the Joey songs, it's now officially raised more than $1 million in this fight against epilepsy. This year's event alone made $325,000. And, you know, it's only been around since 2010. So this is really amazing. And, of course, what they do is they give it to partners that are working on things like trying to find a cure for epilepsy. And then Epilepsy Foundation, the Wisconsin Badgers Camp, where kids with epilepsy can go but feel safe in case something happens.
Yeah.
It really, you know, we know Michael Gummel, who is the foundation president. Here's just what he said in this news release. Incredible achievement, something I could have never predicted when we started this. And every year, you know, his goal is to make it bigger and better. And I don't know how he's going to keep doing that.
Wow. I mean, we were there. We were at the press conference and walking around backstage. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, holy cow. There was just, you know, a little bit of every star in the backstage.
Yeah.
Really just amazing. And everybody was so humble and just walking around and, and you know, doing their thing and getting the show going and working together. I mean,
and by the people you're talking about, I mean, we're talking about Butch Vig. Yeah. You know, he's got ties to Madison. Rick Nielsen was there from Cheap Trick with the Nielsen Trust. And, you know, that's just kind of where it starts. And now everybody gets a hold of Michael and says, don't forget me. I want to be part of this again next year. So that's incredible.
Maybe we should start right now a letter writing campaign to Taylor Swift, not to jump on the bandwagon or anything like that, but maybe Taylor can be part of Joey's song next year.
You know, whatever show she just had, I think in Australia, 96,000 people at one show, and she's doing three more shows.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Now, I just wanted to mention, though, also backstage at Joey's song, I saw a lot of local celebrities, too. There was tons of people. I'm like, oh, they're all from all my favorite bands. Mm-hmm. We're all back there, too. So not only was it the, you know, big national celebrities and international stars, but it was also the local stars all filling in these bands that they were having.
You know what was really cool? The Know-It-All Boyfriends, which is one of Butch Vig's projects. This year, they put together the Know-It-All Girlfriends, and they played. They did like a little band playoff against each other to see who could really rock out.
Oh, yeah.
The Know-It-All Girlfriends won.
Oh, boy.
I assume if people still wanted to contribute to Joey Song, they could do that. Is it just joeysongs.org?
Yeah, joeysong.org. Joeysong.org.
Remember the Battle of the Sexes back in the 70s? The tennis?
Yes.
They had those.
I remember that.
On Wide World of Sports?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Was it John Mackerel part of that?
Yeah, the agony of defeat.
And those short little shorts that the guys wore back then?
Yeah.
Hey, stick around. Okay. We got photojournalist from Channel 3000, Baba Habacher, is next on Max Inc. Radio. Maybe.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new, so I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. Want to say hello to those of you listening in Wausau, Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 98.9, and also those of you listening in the eastern part of Wisconsin on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK AM 540. We're broadcasting live from the WMDX Studios Rocker. And it's going to be rocking tonight, man.
Jimmy. Bubba Hawbaker is a photojournalist for WISC TV News 3.
My old station.
Now here in Madison. And the producer of a Saturday morning segment, Morning Notes, a segment covering local music in Dane County. Here in the studio to tell us what it's like as a TV news photojournalist and his passion for covering local music is Bubba Hawbaker. Bubba, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Bubba? Well, thanks.
Yay! So great to be here. This is awesome. I didn't know you guys do this every Saturday. I got to, start tuning in every Saturday because local music is my passion for sure.
Every Saturday, 6 p.m. to midnight, we're here. That's right.
I already invited him to come back.
Oh,
I said we could share info.
You're supposed to wait to see how things go first before you invite him back.
I knew he was going to be great.
I'm a little nervous now,
Bubba. No worries. Okay, so you are off to the Barrymore. Tell us why you're going there.
What's happening? My friend Jeff Blakehorse, he plays in the Madison Mystery Tour. It's a local Madison, or a local Beatles cover band. They're playing the Barrymore. They were doing the 50th anniversary of every album. They ran out of albums. So so they did the Red Album last year, and this year is the Blue Album. They're going to play the Blue Album in its entirety, so I'm excited to see
all
that
the hits.
Wow.
I think, I'm trying to verify, I think Adem Tesfaye is there tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not finding it on...
I think he was at High Noon, wasn't he? I don't think he's at Barrymore, but okay.
I'm not sure.
Carry on. Okay, so... Yes, as I know, you are one of the kind of behind the camera guys. You're also a producer. You do, I'm just going to say, you guys do all the work. That's what I've always said.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, don't realize the camera guys, they go out and shoot the news. They, go out and do the interviews as well. Go out and shoot a story and then bring it back and edit it. And the producer helps write it. And it's a lot of people behind the scenes besides the anchors.
Well, and we always say, it's so glamorous. It's kind of not sometimes. But give us a little backstory about you and then, why you decided to go the news route. But now here you are really passionate about music and being able to show that off.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed music. I've never played, but I always enjoyed, just going to shows and covering local music. I'm from Chicago originally, but came up here to Edgewood College and, you know, always seeing live music because there's something about it, and meeting the people, meeting the local musicians, just bringing that Madison scene and publicizing it and showing it off. You know, there's so many great bands that I've covered. I've been doing this segment that I do in the mornings, on Saturday mornings, not every month, but I try to do it as often as I can, where I, you know, just go out and film a local band and then you know, interview them and make a little segment out of it.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. Just to show off this Madison music scene is I'm so, you know.
We always say we feel so fortunate. You know, you turn around and there's incredible musicians no matter which way you turn. So we're lucky.
From our experience too, when we have bands come in for interview or to play live in the Lair, mm-hmm. this is great for them as an artist to showcase their wares and their music and their art. So, you know, just like us, when they come in on the radio, when they get you to come in and put them on TV,
oh, absolutely.
They have to be ecstatic about that.
Oh, it's great. It's great just to show them off and show them music that Madison has. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I've been here since 96, went to Edgewood College, yeah. And live on the east side. And so I, you know, I've got two kids and it's just, Love Madison.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love how your careers have come together, too. It's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Now tell us about the glamour. So you've been with WISC for 10 years now, and you've been a director, a master control operator, ooh. Even worked the morning show, getting up at 2:30 in the morning. But now you're a photojournalist. Tell us about working in TV news. Like, what's that like?
TV news is... It's hard because it goes on all the time. You know, there's always something going on. You're always trying to be out and, you know, there's no off days. People are working all the time, you know. Like I said, I worked the morning show for 6 years and it's getting up at 2:30 in the morning and directing a 4:30 a.m. newscast, you know. We go start at 4:30 and we're on, you know, till 7 and then there's a noon show and a 4 and a 6 and a 5 and, you know, all the different newscasts that you got to fill up and, you know, you just... I love bringing what I see and bring it to people to, you know, for everyone to see, you know, what I see through the lens and just bring it for people to see on TV. Bringing that local flair, that local, you know, all the local stories that everyone loves, you know, and telling the good stories, not just the fires and the crime and stuff, but the music and the culture of Madison. It's not that glamorous, like I say, because, you know, there's just a lot of little things that bring it all together, a lot of people to bring it all together. Yeah.
What brought you from being like a director and you know, master control operator to, you know, photojournalist?
Yeah, I just love being more creative, being able to put a story together. Like you said, the morning notes thing is I produce that. I book the band, go out, you know, and film them, and putting it all together is a much more creative process than you know. All the jobs are important. Master control, you know, director. There's so many things that put the news on, but I really enjoy telling the story, being the storyteller, and being the journalist.
And you do. You have to get, you know, kind of up close and personal when you do those interviews and get to know people. How do you feel about that, especially since you did come really not a traditional way to get to being a photojournalist and then doing these interviews?
Definitely, yeah. It's interesting. It was a roundabout, yeah, kind of way to become, you know, all of a sudden interviewing the governor and going to, you know, Lambeau and covering football. And you know, back in the day at Edgewood, we had a cable access show that we did. Yeah. And so that gave me some experience on video and just always been behind the camera and shooting weddings and bands and, you know, just putting on a show, putting something together, you know, has always been something I've done and love doing.
Do you feel like you found your place?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. I love just meeting the local musicians and want to plug my morning notes at WICTV.com. If people have local anything, a band that they, you know, or a music video that they can send in a link to, and I can consider it for a future segment.
That's awesome. We'll share that link too.
For sure. Being a photojournalist is kind of cool too, because everybody's different how they present their piece, but most of the time you're letting the subject tell the story to the camera.
Exactly. Yeah, that it's what we call a gnat pack, or you know, letting the subject tell you know, speak instead of having a voiceover or a reporter track. Yeah. A lot of reporters put together things, and they have a lot easier job to bridge something together, or you know, they can just you know talk over it.
right.
And a lot of times, I just have the bands explain, you know, what they say their music are, you know, how they describe their music.
That's awesome.
Or how they got started in music, and let them tell their stories.
Those are my favorite stories.
Thanks.
Yeah, really good. Wow.
Well, now I know that Terry Barr, she's met Brett Favre in her journeys. Name somebody besides the governor that you're like, wow, like I met Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who's
Jimmy K?
Yeah, Jimmy K.
Rocker. I met Rocker. Yeah, that's the story. Oh, man. Yesterday, promoting the matinee series. You know, I really think that was cool.
We're going to share that as well.
Yes.
We'll grab that link and share that on our socials.
Yeah. Right when I started, Bernie Sanders,
met him,
and Lou Ferrigno came in the studio. Very strong grip on Lou Ferrigno.
I have met Lou as well. Oh my goodness. Yeah, very strong. Almost a little like intimidating.
He's a
big guy, too.
Yeah. But then at the Joey song, too, you know, Butch Vig. I mean, he's a legend, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to meet him, and he was such a down-to-earth guy. Yeah.
Did Charlie Barron stop by? Did you say hi to his parents for him? Or did he say hi to your parents?
Well, actually, he looked into my camera and he asked me, is this live? And he said, blank the Bears.
Oh,
you can fill in.
Beautiful. Hey, watch out for deer.
Yes, watch out for deer.
He's a nice guy, too. Yeah,
oh my
gosh. He's funny.
Bubba, tell us one more time how we can check out the show on Channel 3.
Yeah, so Channel 3 on Morning Notes is a segment on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. WIC Channel 3000 is our website, and you can go on YouTube and you can Google or YouTube Morning Notes Channel 3000 for all of my old stories that I've done. Check out all the old bands that I've covered.
Thank you again for
doing
this.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
This is awesome.
It wasn't Edem Tesfaye, I misspoke. It was Shawn Michael Dargan.
He is
there.
Yes. He is one of the main members of the band.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like the music director for that, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Yes. He rocks.
All right.
Have fun.
Rocker told me that you love this band, Disc.
Disc is great.
Awesome. Here's their song right now, Cujo Kitties on Max Inc. Radio.
Just for you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Phazine and Tenny. Hey, thanks to Bubba, for photojournalist for Channel 3000, for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. That show sounds really cool. And coming up next hour, Allie Kay from the Madtown Paranormal Expo will join us. Rocker, the whammies are happening, man, and there's a lot of stuff happening with the whammies and Max Inc. Radio.
Well, that's right. You know, Jimmy, we just got an email not too long ago that they said that first round of voting has been a little backed up. So it's going to be the 20th of February now.
Next week.
I think it was supposed to start Friday. Mm-hmm. But they have a little delay. So people should know February 20th at noon, first round of voting opens. And Terry, we're nominated for some Whammy Awards. Oh, gosh.
This is so exciting. Yeah. The show is nominated. We are also nominated as a podcast.
Yes.
Honored. That's all I can say.
Blown
we
away.
Are so honored. Yes.
Well, you know, and speaking of, you know, I mean, we're nominated for a podcast, and you can go to Max Inc. Radio and pull up a list of all the interviews that we have podcasted and the Live in the Lairs, as well as our weekly podcast that we post, and that lasts up there for 2 weeks. So
You sent out a chat or something in our chat group chat about the number of layers, Live in the Lairs, there are.
Yeah.
It was like, how many were there?
Well, there's a lot more than what are up there, right?
Yeah,
so we have a large library that we're trying to cycle back online. But right now there was more than 50 up there.
Yeah.
And 22 of them have been since we've been here on State Street.
That's
already.
That's incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
so now
September.
What we're doing, and I'd love for people to look for this, we're doing a Throwback Thursday using some of the old Live in the Lairs.
Yep.
So that's really fun.
Yeah, we just put up recently a Natty Nation.
We
put that up there. And you can even see Pine Travelers is up there. There's, bunch of the old ones, and it's amazing. Katie Scullin, we just put her.
Oh
up there.
My gosh,
that was a good layer.
Yeah,
tonight's layer is going to be good too.
Oh
yeah,
it's
secret
hot.
Menu.
Let's do some Jayco coming up after that.
Yay,
double
I love
dip.
Jayco.
Max Inc. on Civic Media.
We're gonna dance up all night. We're gonna sweat under the moonlight. We're gonna groove to the rock and roll. We're gonna move our electric soul. Spend our days here, but in our head. We gon' dance up all night. We gon' sweat under moonlight. We gon' groove to the rock and roll. We gon' move our electric soul.
Shake it, shake that thing.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. In one short statement, President Biden